They have diksha and they have shiksha. Sometimes we say shiksha, shikshamrita, amrit, the nectar. So we need diksha and we need shiksha, amrit. So diksha is birth. Birth in the kingdom of Krishna. Acceptance into the eternal family of Achyuta, the infallible Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna is known as infallible. English we say infallible. Achyuta. Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Shama Sundara Kaniyalal Girivara Dari Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Govinda Gopala Hari. So Achyuta, generally people think he never falls, he's steady, he's God, he's absolute, he's never defeated. But actually for the devotee who's been accepted in a family of Krishna by taking birth there, by receiving diksha mantras from Sri Guru, the devotee feels, he understands that Achyuta Krishna, I'm in Achyuta Gotra, in Achyuta Parivara, Achyuta family of Krishna. But for me, Achyuta means that beautiful, sweet, charming, kind, benevolent Lord. Beautiful, sweet, charming, kind, and benevolent Lord. Into Russian. He never fails to reciprocate with any offering of love made by any devotee, no matter how big or how small they are. This is Achyuta. So therefore, when we say diksha, this is diksha. It's life. But now you're alive. But if you want to grow and you want to develop and mature very nicely and very healthily and properly, then you need food and tonic. So amrit is nectar, special, powerful nectar. So diksha gives birth and shiksha gives the nectar of sustenance, the nectar of maintenance, the nectar of growth, and a nectar of fulfillment. Because you may be born, but you may die a failure. You're born a human being, but you get no education, and you get no mercy from anyone. So you live as a beggar your whole life, and attain nothing. So your life is jiva nishfal. But if you get good education, and good support, and good fortune, then everything can become very fruitful. So for the devotee, diksha is absolute. No diksha, no life. But then no amrit, no perfection of life. No goal of life. So the amrit is shiksha. That's why shiksha is called shikshamrit. So we have guru, we have diksha guru and shiksha guru. One gives life, and one brings life to perfection.